So yesterday, you might have heard, we had a mini budget speech, a 2024 medium-term budget speech given by our minister, our finance minister, Enoch Gordon Gwanap. What does it mean? I didn't study this stuff. This is not my area of expertise, but I know someone who knows someone who for whom it is. Journalist Bruce Whitfield, and he's with us right now. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning to you. Yeah, it's got a much more fancy name than the mini budget. It's actually called the medium-term budget policy framework, which really just means mini budget, but that's the official name.
So this mini budget, is it significant? If so, why?
No, we always do it. So every year you've got the big budget that happens in February, and that's the one that people actually watch and pay attention to, because that's the one where the minister makes big announcements saying, I'm going to take more money out of your pocket. I'm going to make life harder for you. I'm taking money away from this and putting it there. The medium-term budget policy statement, or the mini budget, is done every year as well. And that is a planning budget. It says over the next 3 years, these are our broad plans. This is the state of the nation, if you like. And I'm afraid what the minister told us yesterday wasn't pretty.
Speaking of not being pretty then, Bruce, what were some of the positives? Is something going right?
I thought you were saying, speaking of things that aren't pretty, there's Darren. what we've got, the things that are going right. I mean, certainly, when I launched a book that I wrote the other day, did I mention I wrote a book? So Mteto Nyati, the chairman of Eskom, came along and I said to him, how did we get 200 and something days at that stage without load shedding? And we had a deep conversation about it. And one of the things that is coming right is electricity supply. Transnet and the ports are not perfect, but they're working better than they were 6 months ago. Home Affairs is cleaning up, and there are a whole bunch of things happening that are improving sentiment, and we're just feeling a little bit better about the country. But when you look at the numbers as to how the country is performing, we've had so much damage done for so long in the economy that it's going to take a huge amount of effort to pull it right. And the finance minister detailed some of those yesterday.
Yeah, and we missed the title of your book. Could you just plug it one more time, please, Bruce?
What? I mean, you mean the One Thing book, the third in a series of books looking at opportunity in South Africa, the book that is only 3 weeks old that canvassed 120 South Africans who each supplied a 500-word essay looking at one thing they would do if they were president for just half an hour to make the future better. Selling well?
Yes, it is.
Thank you for asking.
We'll plug that book a little bit later.
Bruce, back to the budget. Quick one. What are the big issues in the mini budget?
Look, I mean, we don't have enough money. We are short of cash. The economy is growing too slowly. The revised growth rates. Now, we used to very low growth rates in South Africa, but I don't know if you remember as far back as the year of 1994, but between 1994 and about 2008, we had 15 years of unbroken growth, and growth got as high as nearly 6% in some years, and we created during that period about 8 million jobs. So there's a strong correlation between economic growth and job creation. And then, of course, the three horsemen of the economic apocalypse arrived, and that was the global financial crisis, that was the beginning of load shedding, and Jacob Zuma. All of these things arrived at the same sort of time and really have damaged the economy very seriously. And so what we're seeing happen is that individuals are paying less tax at the moment because people are losing their jobs. We're not seeing job creation. We've seen VAT collections fall, value-added tax collections. Agriculture and mining are struggling. And as a result of that, tax collections are falling, which means that the finance minister, whose only source of income is the taxes that SARS can collect and borrowing, now has to borrow more. Now, we have got government debt of 6 trillion rand. It's a number that keeps on growing. And every single day of the year, 365 days of the year, we are paying 1 billion rand just in interest. It is the most expensive thing in the budget. We spend more on interest payments on the money we've borrowed than we do on health, on education, on police, on social welfare. We spend more just to pay our debts because we don't earn enough money as an economy. The good news, I think, is that the state-owned enterprises are not getting bailouts. They're not throwing extra money at NHI, which remains a negotiated pipe dream, even though the president signed it into law just before the elections. So while the numbers are scary, the economy is too slow. In the background, what has been happening in the last 6 months or so is Operation Vulindlela, which was led by the late Pravin Gordhan, of course, is beginning to take hold. business and public and private sector collaboration working together, some really smart ideas coming out, and we're beginning to see the turnaround in the South African economy. We don't feel it. We can't see it yet.
Yeah.
But the building blocks, the sort of foundations, if you like, of this new building are most certainly being put in place.
Well, Bruce, like our tax base, we're running out of time. Can we, in closing, have... Is there anything to be optimistic about as a South African from this speech?
Well, not from the speech. The speech was depressing as anything. Mm. You've got to zoom out, Darren, when you're looking at South Africa, and you've got to look at a much bigger picture. You've got to look at longer-term trends. You can't just go on the day-to-day news flow, because let's face it, the day-to-day news flow is really scary and depressing most of the time. You've got to dig a little bit deeper, and you've got to look at issues in the government of national unity, the stuff that is working better than it was before. The fact that electricity is up and running and becomes more reliable does mean that you can start building greater confidence in the future. Because if you can believe that the future is better than today, then you start investing in it. And we're beginning to see that happen, even though in the short term, the numbers are not great.
Bruce Whitfield, thank you so much. Look out for Bruce Whitfield's new book in all good bookstores nationwide. It's been out for 3 weeks. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm hoping when we touch base with you in February after the new budget speech, we have a better story to tell. East Coast Breakfast.